Help us, O God, to be masters of ourselves, that we may become the servants of others. Take our lips and speak through them, our minds and think through them, and take our hearts and set them on fire for Christ's sake. Amen. Good morning. Good morning on this Transfiguration Sunday, the last Sunday in the season of Epiphany, when our prayers have focused on God causing a new light to shine in our hearts. Can you imagine, on this morning, Lent is already at our footsteps, or doorsteps, with Ash Wednesday just a few days away. But can you also imagine, just a few weeks ago, we were opening presents on Christmas. This past Christmas, my father-in-law, who is a very practical man and always plans for contingencies, gave me a flashlight. And not just any ordinary flashlight, but a TacLite T1100, extreme performance, military grade, water-resistant, tactical flashlight. It is a very, very powerful light. It has a range of 200 meters, and it even has its own user manual. Its website states that it is built military tough to withstand the harshest conditions, that it is good for protecting against intruders and attackers, for emergency situations, and camping. So if Epiphany is about God causing a new light to shine in our hearts, this flashlight takes it to a whole different level. I imagine it will help me feel safe when I take it into the woods on a moonless night. I imagine it just might ward off intruders and attackers when I expose them, and the light really does blind them. But the problem with this powerful flashlight is that as much as it intends to help me feel safe, if I point it at someone, what I will see is someone covering his or her face, looking away and not being able to see my face. Shining a glaring light on someone might work for exposing, but it does not make for a very relational experience. In our gospel reading today, Jesus showed the three disciples a different dazzling light that did not blind them. On that day, they went up a mountain. Mark's account didn't say what the trip was for, but Luke's gospel mentioned that they went up to pray. And as they prayed, Jesus' appearance, his face, changed right before their eyes, and its clothes became dazzling white. The disciples were stunned, in awe, and they didn't know quite what to say because they hadn't seen anything like that before. Right before their own eyes, Jesus, radiating a divine light, reflecting the glory of God in his face. And then a cloud overshadowed them. Some versions actually would read, a cloud enveloped them. That's important because for the Israelites, the cloud is a symbol of God's presence and God's protection. So we can imagine that to be enveloped by this cloud with the radiant Jesus in their midst was quite a wonderful and intimate experience. This was a light that drew the disciples closer to Jesus, not a glaring light from which they had to cover their eyes and look away. And then the voice of God declared, "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." Of the many things God could have said at that moment, God chose love. Jesus is the Beloved. And in this radiant cloud, this holy huddle, they saw each other's faces and experienced God's love for Jesus. "You are my Beloved." The same words Jesus heard at his baptism, he heard again that day. And usually when we hear things repeated, the words tend to catch our attention. Then they came down the mountain together, not in fear, not feeling inadequate or ashamed, as they could have been, had a glaring light caused them to cover their faces and look away. They came down the mountain after they were enveloped by God's presence and God's love, after seeing closely the glowing face of Jesus reflecting the glory of God. They came down the mountain together with the light of Christ. So as we consider Christ being our light in these final days of Epiphany, what is the light that we bring with us and shine into our world? Is it a finger-pointing, glaring light that causes others to hide and to look away? Or might it be a glowing light that allows others to see God's love and to see each other more clearly? The quality of our light has great impact on how others experience God's love. So what is the quality of our light? I learned this the hard way when I was in college. Back then, I was a very zealous Christian in expressing my faith. I was very excited about God, but perhaps I was also a self-righteous Christian hothead. One summer when I was home, I had an unfortunate conversation with my sister, who was living at home then. She was attending college nearby and involved at a local church. Still remember one morning at breakfast, with a holier-than-thou attitude, I thought I'd help her along in her spiritual journey. You see where this is going, huh? So I confronted her and how irregularly she was attending church, whether she was taking her faith seriously enough, and whether she felt close to God. She was very hurt, understandably, because she felt that I was pointing my finger at her, and she was right. In reality, she was barely keeping her head above water, and the most she could do was to meet God wherever she could. So she probably needed some understanding and compassion and love from her little brother that day. That day, we ended our conversation with her telling me that she never, ever wanted to talk to me again about religion or faith. Now, it took us a while to reconcile over that conversation. But I had often wondered, had the quality of my light that morning been different, more understanding, more loving? We would have seen each other and seen God more clearly. I share my story because sometimes what we think is the light of Christ that we shine on others is actually this blinding light, maybe even a damaging light that causes people to hide and to look away. There may be a lot of light, but there isn't a lot of love. And we can do that from time to time. or perhaps someone or some church at some point in our life has shined that blinding light on us. Maybe because we didn't quite fit what they thought was acceptable or good or holy. That was not the light of Christ. The light of Christ, just like the glowing face of Jesus in our reading today, brings us together. It helps us to see God and to see each other's faces. And when we gather together, just as they did that day in that cloud, if we listen closely, we can hear God saying to us, "You are my beloved daughters and my beloved sons." The light of Christ helps us see God's love for all of us. And this love is also what we bring with us as we too come down from the mountain and go into a world that yearns for God's healing love. In a few days, our Lenten journey begins. Some of us will commit to simplifying our lives with certain Lenten practices. Might we see that as turning down the surrounding lights in our lives in order to let the light of Christ shine more brightly in our lives so we can see God more clearly? Some of us will commit to reading our Lenten devotional guide, a collection of reflections and stories by the people here at St. Francis. These are stories of God's love experienced by people that we know. Might we experience God more deeply as we see each other's faces in these stories and reflections? If we gather closely enough, we just might hear God saying to us, "This is my daughter. This is my son, the beloved." God's love for us is the light we embody. So let us shine the light of Christ into the world that surrounds us. Amen.